Anyone make a cross-country journey over the summer? I had to do one last week. Went back to Kansas. My father and I drove together. I was looking at it as a road movie with Hope and Crosby. He was looking at it as a scene out of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You know, traveling is not like it used to be. I've discovered that the roadside diner is going the way of a dinosaur. Food along the way is much, much more convenient. It's much safer. And dare I say, it is much more boring. The same Big Mac that you get in Tucson, you can find in Tucumcari, and you can find in Brussels. The only difference is the Big Mac in Brussels you can have with a beer. But that's one of the joys of traveling, is food along the way. Because the local fare, you get a flavor of the area. You get immersed in whatever part of the world that you are. Now, it comes with some danger. If you really want to try the local fare and not just some bland, universal, homogenized stuff, it takes some work to find it. The big question is, will we be able to find the food along the way? And then once you do, well, am I going to like it? That's the big question. And then, well, if I do find it and I do like it, is it going to like me? Because that can be a danger to the trip, can it? Danger of health, danger to the trip continuing. The great Prussian strategist, Karl von Clausewitz. He is quoted as saying, "An army marches on its stomach." And it's very true. We need sustenance. We need food along the way. We need to eat on the journey. Oh, but dare we, because it can bring so much danger. The Bible is filled with stories about food and danger, food and journeys. Just think about Adam and Eve and the apple in the garden. I know it's not an apple, the fruit from the tree of knowledge, but it was their last meal before they hit the road. Moses and the Israelites and manna in the desert. Life-saving food for them, but they grumbled about it along the way. In fact, that word manna is derived from an Aramaic question. What is it? And this morning we hear about Elijah and the hearth cake. Jesus tells us that he is the living bread. The gospel confirms something that we already know. We need to eat along the journey. We need food for the journey. We need sustenance along the way. And our sustenance, as the Bible says, is Jesus himself. I am the bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world. For the disciple, as we travel through life, as we trek towards eternal life, Jesus is our sustenance. He is what sustains us. And so we can look at this gathering, our Sabbath meeting every week, as pilgrims coming together. We are all along the way. We are all on the journey of life. We are all trekking towards eternal life. We all have different roads. But we meet here. We gather together. We share our stories. We check the map. We encourage one another. We sustain one another. We are refreshed, replenished, so that we can continue along the way. There is an ancient Latin hymn, Excaviatorum, and I love that phrase. Food for the wayfarer, food for the traveler. Gathered here week after week, we meet our food for the journey. We meet Jesus, the living bread for the life of the world.